The celebrity gossip site RadarOnline.com has a montage of photographs of celebrities who have died young. Maybe you were a fan, maybe you weren't. I'll share some of my thoughts with you. Of course, the first one is Corey Haim. Not a big fan, never was. Yeah, he did some interesting teen movies in the late 80s, but certainly a train wreck of all regard. Brittany Murphy is the next one here. She was an interesting actress. I enjoyed her work on the animated series King of the Hill. Of course, the jury is still out as far as what killed her, but it appears that prescription medication may have been part of it. Heath Ledger never really followed him much. I did enjoy his acting. Him playing the Joker in the Batman movie was kind of crazy, overrated, but I'm not sure if it was all that wonderful. That's just my opinion. You may have thought he was absolutely fantastic. Another one who died young, who was a celebrity at being a celebrity, was, of course, Anna Nicole Smith, and I need not comment more. One of the best comedic actors of some time, if you enjoyed that sort of comedy, Chris Farley, struggled with his weight, according to the website, throughout his life. Of course, he died in his apartment of a overdose of cocaine and morphine, which led to a massive heart attack. Again, drugs taking young actors, actresses. Dana Plato, who never really did much except the Different Strokes television show, but another tragic Hollywood loss. Here's one of my favorites, fellow Canadian John Candy, who died in his sleep from a heart attack when he was 43. You know, watching a John Candy movie, there aren't many of them that you can't sit back and actually laugh your fanny off watching. Brandon Lee, the son of martial artist Bruce Lee, died on a movie set while he was filming the movie The Crow. He was only 28, a tragedy, too young. And going back a long ways, if you're an old-timer or you just enjoy the old movies, James Dean, of course, died in a car accident. He was only 24, and a Farley-esque type of comedic actor who had a huge drug problem, of course, is John Belushi. And he died when he was only 33. Gee, I thought he was older than that. I thought I'd share some of those names with you. It may bring back some memories. You may be fans, and you may not be. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.